Well, the psalmist aptly puts it, I love the Lord because he hears me. So you can cry out to him anytime and he's there. I was thinking there are a lot of benefits that we have to being a Christian. Do you notice those? I mean, you know, obviously we're saved, but fringe benefits that God gives. I used to think that they were fringe benefits, but my parents told me that they were, no, that was fringe. Right. But if you turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 10, you'll see one of the great fringe benefits that the Lord gives us. And that is that wonderful thing called assurance. Assurance. You can't help but think about assurance when you think about the song and the hymn, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit. Washed in His blood. That's our story, isn't it? That's our song. That was actually written by Fanny Crosby in the 1800s, and she was blind. When I think about that, I also think about Hebrews chapter 11. Now, faith is the assurance of things not seen. That's a great, great truth. We come to this passage in Hebrews chapter 10, and certainly it begins with the fact that the blood of bulls and goats could never take away sins. And even in the Old Testament, there was not that sense of forgiveness that could have been met by the blood of these animals. It was that which is a prefillment of that which was to be fulfilled in the person of Christ. And Scripture goes on to say in this particular passage, it's not what God was desiring. What He desired was a body that desire to do His will. And of course, that was Jesus Christ. It goes on to say this, if you look with me in verse 12, but He, that is Jesus, having been offered one sacrifice for sins for all time, sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from on that time onward until His enemies be made footstool of His feet. For by one offering He has perfected for all time those who are sanctified. And the Holy Spirit also bears witness to us, for after saying, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws upon their heart and upon their mind, and I will write on them. That's an interesting text, isn't it, coming from the Old Testament. The Spirit of God actually writes the laws of God on our heart. It's one of the ways that we know that we're assured of our salvation. Is we have the laws of God written on our heart. People don't have to tell us. We have the Spirit of truth within us that cries out, as Galatians will clearly say, that Spirit of Christ, Abba, Father. And we have that drawing. That gives us great assurance. He goes on to state this in verse 19. Since therefore, brethren, we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which He inaugurated for us through the veil, that is His flesh. And since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a sincere heart, watch the phrase here, in what? Full assurance of faith. Man. I mean, we don't grieve as those who have no hope. We have this thing called full assurance. Paul will make a statement in Timothy, in 2 Timothy 1, 12, I know whom I have believed, and I'm convinced, and I'm persuaded. So the passage here is that we draw near with a sincere heart, full assurance of faith, having our hearts, watch how this reads, sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our body washed with pure water. The two things that are happening, that is the blood of Christ and the washing away of our sins. You read a passage like this, and of course you kind of have to go into the Old Testament to understand what he's talking about, even with the sprinkling. And even when you read it in the Old Testament, you go, okay, so why were they doing that? Why were they sprinkling with the blood? Why with that? And you know, when you read these things, you want to meditate on them, right? Psalm chapter 1, you want to think about these things. The Spirit of God begins to reveal them to you. Why the sprinkling? You know, the picture of Christ on the cross is it's an horrific thing. And yet it is a grand thing that he would die for me. But if you just for a moment picture yourself sitting right in front of the cross as they begin to nail him on it, or as the spear goes in his side, and you being sprinkled with it, there's something about that moment that would clean your conscience, that would say, he did that for me. I mean, it just deepens the moment and causes a sense of gratitude that goes far beyond just somebody saying something, but feeling the blood hitting your face as he's dying for you. And you feel clean. Washed away my sins. There's an excellent picture, and one that the Old Testament was conveying as it was pointing to the Christ. Let us draw near with a sincere heart and full assurance. What causes the heart to be sincere? And what causes you to come with a clean conscience? What causes you to say, I don't want to sin anymore? If that's what it causes, I don't want to do this anymore. What causes that? And it is the blood of Christ. John will say this in 1 John chapter 5. He says, there are actually three that bear witness. The blood, the water, and the Spirit. His statement about the Spirit is in verse 7 of 1 John 5 is, and it is the Spirit that bears witness because the Spirit is the truth. He then goes on to say in verse 8 of 1 John 5, these three bear witness and are in agreement. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. Well, what we know is that God has given us of his Spirit the moment that we receive Christ as our Lord and Savior. The way that it's put in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, it says, in him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. I like the way that phrase is, the gospel, the good news that you were saved is what that means. You hear this message, and maybe you've heard it 1,000 times before, but this particular day you said, this is my salvation. He did this for me. And you begin to own it. And it becomes something real in your life, the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having also believed, you were sealed with him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's possession. In other words, the Holy Spirit came within you, and there is a peace and a sense. I mean, people can come up to you and they go, you know, I forgive you. And you still walk away and you go, I still don't feel like things are right. But you come before the cross and God goes, I forgive you. You walk away going, he's forgiven me. And you go, how do you know that? And I would say the Spirit of truth let you know that. What is this that my burdens are lifted at Calvary? How did that happen? And the Spirit of truth says, because it's done. You can believe me. There's no other explanation that it has to be the Spirit of God within us that does that. Now, Scripture says that there are two others, and of course, Christ is that evidence of those two others. The blood, which is the sacrifice of God for us. Greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends, right? So what is this blood? The blood is the demonstration of the sacrifice of God. Now, let me say this. If, in fact, you receive the Spirit of truth, you're going to receive a spirit of assurance and confidence that it's going to play out in the same manner as Christ. What did Christ do for you? He died for you. What will you do for another? See, this is one of the statements that John will make in 1 John. He says, look, you see your brother in need. You need to be willing to give your life. As Christ gave his life for you, you need to do the same thing. Well, what's the assurance in me that I have the Spirit of God within me? There is something inside of me that says, I want to sacrifice for others. It's literally the blood of Christ beating in my soul. And then, of course, you have the washing. What is that about? I don't want to sin anymore. Do you? I mean, I do sin, but I don't want to. And there is a washing and a cleansing that comes in that the Spirit of God does. And once again, as we come to the cross, I begin to disdain the very thought of sin in my life. These three bear witness. I don't want to sin anymore. I'm willing to sacrifice and love as Christ loved. And I know whom I have believed. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. And I like the way the words go on. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of the Spirit, washed by His blood. Father, we give you thanks for your love for us, your sacrifice for us, your washing of our sins, and making us whole again. That you would cleanse us even to the point of not wanting to sin anymore. It's such an amazing thing. It is the assurance that we have bearing witness within us. We give you thanks in Jesus' name.